can't cover everything. We saw six different topics yesterday. I'm going to go over what they were. The last one, we sort of left off a little bit in the middle because we ran out of time. Today, we'll try to stick to the time, but if we go a little bit over, we'll see. Let's try. So the last thing we had spoken about was the issue of the first night. The first night of Sukkot is unique. Tesvav, Tesvav, and Mefurash, and Gemara, and Mesechot, the Sukkot, Dav Chav Zayin, and Aleph. We discussed six different opinions in terms of how that really translates into what you have to do, etc. But there are a lot of details on the, we never got around to discuss some of the peripheral details, which are very, very important, but just didn't get around to talk about it. So let's talk about that right now. Before I begin, there's two things we left out yesterday. That's why I wanted to sort of we discussed about sleeping in the sukkah. We discussed about the possibility of getting heaters and tremendous number of blankets, and how come people aren't doing that. So I neglected to quote you yesterday from the Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe in Siman Tovah Shlamei Tesef Ches, who says that it's a big tircha to take all the korah muksosos out of the sukkah when you're eating there and put it back when you're sleeping there. He quotes, "V'tircha yisera umitzar b'tircha zu be'inyan," is a key line. "Shemhoya lo tircha kazu lishan bebeso." So that's to me the most fundamental line of all. It doesn't say where would you sleep? Where would you sleep? And I think that it means as follows. As we mentioned, this you do the Rebbe we don't have in front of us, I just read it to you verbatim, but you do have a prima godim, which you should look at if you don't mind now, Siman Tov, excuse me, the Eshel Avraham Buchach, it's in the back. Eshel Avraham Buchach is in the back of our Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Resh Mem Siv Dalet. Find it. There we go. I think every Shulchan Aruch has it. Mitzdar Potter. It's three lines. What does it mean? Teishu Gadu Masha Yosovel Bidiroso. What does it mean? Hashir kevisha yeshlo bayis kotan etzel diroso vahagodol yosa noach vaydeitzar mashu hayaholach la'kotan vashir yeshlo lefiro b'nei adam zokan das kainim, etc. So what he's saying over here is if you have two homes and you leave one to go to the other, that's considered to be mitzar. We took a poll here in the shir. I did the same thing in my shul. When we had the case, I gave you an example. We had a room where the better, nicer room where you have, where you have your own bedroom, but the heat is broken. It's winter, it's freezing. And you have a choice of going and getting all kinds of blankets and heaters in your room, or going to the room next door, which is not your regular room, but it's an adequate room. So the vote was overwhelming. The most people, instead of the whole hassle of getting all these heaters and finding extra blankets and all kinds of other tachbulos, would just rather go to the room next door. Which is that's a pshat here. On Sukkot, your sukkah is your home, but your house is also a home. It's a secondary home. So since most people would go from one room to the other, they would also go from their sukkah, which is their main home, to the house, which is their secondary home. I think that's the definition, which is the correct definition. When we quoted the Halicha Shlomo of Shlomo Zalman, quote, "Af al pishes sukkos ubikar." Right? And that's it. That's the Shia. We quoted something called the Pischei Sukkah. If that's, you would go from your house, Kavua, to another house which you have, that's the Shia. From one room to another, one house to another. And that's, I think, the reason why if the heat would break, you would go to the other home. Now, rather than getting heaters or a tremendous amount of blankets, that's a heter not to sleep in the Sukkah. I build yourself a sukkah which will be comfortable with heaters, etc., etc. In Amachuyev, same Sefer Pischei Sukkah says, quotes in the Marach or Zeruah, what's the why of a potter from rain? Just build a sukkah with enough srach that the rain won't go through. Why a potter from heat? Just build a sukkah with enough shade, won't be so hot. So the answer is, okay, quote, Oh, also by Bnei Chuppah, we had the case of Chuppah, so the Sukkah and Chafei, make a Sukkah big enough. There's enough room for the Chosn with the Chalab, and make a humongous Sukkah, right? There's no room. Make a bigger one. So the Lashon of the Arzaruah, Macha Arzaruah, is as follows. L'rochav kol Bnei Chuppah, she'noach lishon k'bo b'bayis. Why not? She'bigarncha m'girkavcha k'siv. Psola's gone v'yekev. U've'elu yevshel l'sachek l'hatzim min akshamim. You're not required to make a house that's going to perfect it from all kinds of cold and all kinds of rain. You don't have to have heaters there. You don't have to. Okay, if you can, you can. I'm not against those who are machmir, but it's important. Or the Shlomo Kluger writes, you don't have to make a schlack. You don't have to make a schlack. Why not? In other parts, you're not required to make a hire an armed guard to get to sleep and not be worried about listing. You're not mechuyav to go off home. That's why we left that yesterday, the whole piece that's a bit of sleep. One thing we left out. The second thing we left out was from my own Sefer, left out my own Torah, which is not right. When we spoke about the Achilas Aroi, that sugya. So we quoted the Rashash with the Rabbi Lazar Moshe, that part we did quote, in terms of the quantitative, remember the two or three, what do we mean two or three? It's either two, what was it? It's two, it's not three, it's three, it's not two. So we spoke about, we thought two was 2.9, less than the shear of three, which is considered to be a Suda, or three would be 3.9, less than four, which is considered to be the shear of Sukkah. But when it came to the Rambam, the Rambam's lashon was also lechol Suda chus Sukkah kol zayin ella im ochal achilas aroy kibetza o pochas o yesemiyak. That's really a quandary. Either betza or a little more, a little bit less. What does that mean? Take a look on the Bir Halacha, please. Siv Tov Resh Lamed Tes, Siv Beis. Okay. We have the Shulchan Aruch yesterday. We know what the Shir is. The Shir is Kebetza, right? Rash the Bialoch Kibetza Bipas, page 206. Abba Yosef Machosh of Keva. Afilu Acholon Derech Aroi, Shari Tshuva. According to this, is purely quantitative. Okay? Fine. That's Keton Birabba Elakala, it's purely quantitative. Shia Beitza. Ein Besalia Machsa Gilsa Mikabetza. The Lokadas are Rambam. The Filiosim Amikabetza Gamkinu Bechal Achilas Aroi. Yeah, but it may depend exactly on how you read it. According to the Rambam. Let me explain. Derech achiloso, kedetom be'rav. It's not just a matter of quantity; it's a matter of quality. It's not only in Pirush Mishnayos. Rambam says, "Vachidas aroy shiyochal adam shiemuot lo yachshav alav suda, aval ochlo letchos tavosot shiyigmas suda sochakak." It's okay. It's having a quick snack, right? It's a snack. You can eat more later on. Okay. According to the Rambam, it seems as follows. What does it mean? Yosef amikabeitza, less than two beitzim. Because Rav Yosef in the Gemara said two or three beitzim is considered to be aroi, according to Abai, it's considered to be keva. So what does it mean, two or three? So I said before, three is already considered a real suda. Fine, that's a suda, according to some poskim. So we make the following suggestion, based upon what we saw in earlier sources. And the Bir Halacha says over here that what's the definition of Suda? Take a look in Koveal of Choshev Keva. It's page 207, the next page. Dibidi Dei Talya Milsa. To call Shuhu Kovalov. Afish Lore Shirsha Derech Bnei Adon Nikbalov. Choshev Keva. This is the case of Tavshim Echeshe Samin. Afni Pasal Bekisnin. There it depends upon Bnei Adon. No, Teish Vigay Tadur. It all depends upon you. Dibidi Dei Talya Milsa. That's how the Bir Halacha concludes. Oh, so what's pshat? Two or three? Three for most people, that's the shear. But two, if you personally are koveya. So according to the Rambam, according to Abai, depends upon what you call derech haroi. So kibetza is poto no matter what. Right? No matter what. Otherwise, take a look on the Gemara for a minute on Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara is a kash over here. Hokebeitza boy sukkah. Lemon have a chufta to Rav Yosef v'Abaye. What's the chufta? What's the shufta? Apparently, Gemara seems to say that a beitz is potter no matter what. Otherwise, there's no kasha on Abaye from Rav Tzadok, because Rav Tzadok, that was his entire meal, right? So we have to say kibetz oles is a royal pidin. Yosem kibetzah between 1 and 2. It depends if it's derech achiloso to eat. That's your whole meal. You'd be chayef. If you have a meal afterwards, you're potter. That's the beautiful Rambam. Achilas a roy kibetzah poros yosem ya. What does it mean? Kibetzah oles is a royal pidin. More than that, until 2 kibetzim, it's a roy if you have a derech aroy. As he said in the Pirush Mishnayos, that's what we didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday. This is all Shirayim from yesterday's Shir. Right? So now we're going to start the Shir. No, we're first on today's Shir now. Until then was yesterday's Shir. So look at the clock. Now we're starting today's Shir. We'll see out of the Shmai. But today's Shir, again, you have to pick up some of the pieces which had to do with the Sugya of the first night of Sukkos. So we again, and we saw yesterday 6 different Shitas, Tosfos and the Rosh and the Ran and all the other. Ran quoted 3 different opinions about way after the first night based on the Gemara Chav Zayin and Alav Tezvav Tezvav. Let's now discuss some of the other protein. If you look in the in the Shulchan Aruch where this is quoted again, just to review briefly from yesterday, we had a Chakira, a fundamental Chakira. What's the nature of the idea of Tezvav Tezvav? Is it a mitzvah of Achila or is it a mitzvah of Yeshiva and Sukkah? Could be many potential nafkamis that we did discuss yesterday a little bit about eating an Erev Sukkos, waiting until Vade Laila, right? Teyavon, the question of Mine Tagima, with a whole bunch of nafkamis, eating in the rain. If it's Achila, then it all should go one way. If it's Yeshiva, should go the other way. And we found maybe potential stewards in the Mechaber and the Ramah, how they hold it. I'm not going to go, that's what we discussed already yesterday. I want to discuss today what it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch, where this din of the first night is found. Simen Tov Reish Lamed Tes. Ramos Hepay, the last line of page 209. Avalaila Rishona Sorech Lechol Kazayas Besukha Afim Gishomim Yordim, even in the rain. V'yikadesh Besukha Kadesh Yom Azman Ala Sukha. That's the Ramo. This is the most extreme position. Okay, let's take a look and look in the Mishnah Brura, Rabosai. It says Katan Laman Hey, Eyes Mitzar. Ramos that these poskim will say the first night is exceptional. Tesvav Tesvav. The other Gedolim Rishonim disagree, and therefore Kamachronim Samachdal Kamachronim Yemuchuyev Tzit Nesukah Pesavik Brachos Birchas Leishem Besukah Lo Yevar Pesavik Brachos Lehakel. We're not sure. That makes a lot of sense. Oh, now it says, "Old Kosvul." Here's where it gets problematic. The Roy Lahamtin Ad Chatzol Salaila Pen Yaver Ageshem Dim Yaver Yikonis Besukah Vivorach Brichos Leishem Besukah VYochal VYoytzim Amistas Sasele Chulei Alma. Some say, "Don't wait so long. Why Meniyas Simchas Yontif, which is terrible?" And they didn't say Chatzol. So an hour or two. If you ask me, an hour or two, there's also plenty of Brichos Simchas Yontif, especially if you have little kids. It would be tremendous. Vim lo pasku, yasos kiddush besukah, as the Ramah says, an hour or two later, not chatzos time. And they say chatzos, Pasha says you should wait before chatzos, because according to some poskim, it's compared to Pesach, and Pesach, for Allah Zabin Azari says, afikom is before chatzos. Somehow, for some reason, that seems to have gotten lost in the shuffle over here. If you look, okay, fine. Ramah says, why should you wait till chatzos? Take a look in Sharati and Samach, hey? Bechele, mehod the poskim, mogan Avram, simen reish peites, Sheyamten ad chatzos laila, ulay aviu lo lekiddush. Interesting. What's the case over there? You have neither yayin nor pas. Sagos Maimon, he says, eat without kiddush, can't fast. But some say you have to wait till the zman of a sudachas passes, which is until chatzos. People eat before chatzos. Yeah, where do you find such a concept in the Torah? Simakuf Pei Beis, according to the opinion of Birchas HaMazon to Nakos, and Soto by Havdol and Reish Sarivov, Amemer Bas Tovas. He went to sleep hungry, so he had no wine to make Havdolah. And the Torah is Mechadish Hashir Suda Achas, and then Mogan Aram says Suda Achas until Chatzos, because most people don't eat after Chatzos, not why you boys. You guys, you have the chatzos too. I know what's going on around here. Especially this time, the chatzos is 11:50 something. I mean, the guys just first waking up. Okay, fine. So, good. So over here, my problem was, and I told you in Samach Vav and the Shaar Tzion, Yosef chatzos lo yamdin, because his manachias should be shown as the chatzchila to chatzos. Rebbeinu shel olam, say much more than that. But the chiyuv sukkah, if it's compared to Pesach, is v'dafka till chatzos. Dafka. So I don't know why it doesn't say that. Okay, fine.
We talk
about Rebbe Elazar
in the
morning.
Who says
in Shulchan Aruch, "Rav he come before chatzos"? Because it wasn't Elazar. We're not sure who's right. So we're not sure. But that's unresolved question. So here, Rebbe Osai in his looking Shaar Tzion Samach Zayin, Mitzdar Barovo B'Sheina Idam Tanoso. If you have Orchim Aniyim, they're starving. You're going to make my chumris? Don't wait. The Mamanasha, says the Shaar Tzion Samach Zayin. Im Mitzdar Chayav. Bevada yochol lechol v'yotze bazeh hamitzvah saseh. If it's star potter, gam ken yochol lechol. We could say no. The Gra holds that is a special din when it rains. Based on the Shulchan Rashba, it's not called a sukkah at all. So if it's star is chayav, but if it's rain, you put. It's not considered to be a sukkah. Or as we pointed out yesterday, one case is if it's star before you get to the sukkah. Once if it's star in the sukkah, not necessarily the same. My psak is. Eat right away. Immediately. If it's raining, go into the sukkah, make kiddush, have otzi, and go back and finish the meal in the house. Oh, because what's the problem? What was the reason to wait? Fundamentally, you know what the reason to wait was? For the bracha of leisha b'sukkah. Because if we eat in the rain, we don't make the bracha. Because as we saw before, suffik bracha slalkel. Okay? And maybe, what's the worst thing you did in the world? You know what the worst thing you did in the world? You mekayim a mitzvah saseh without a bracha of leisha b'sukkah. That's not a great thing to do. But brachas enem akvas, and it seems to me it's not worth the price to wait. More than that, if you do it that way, so you will not be mekayim necessarily what we call sukkah, leisha b'sukkah, v'chakach zman. We'll get to that sukkah later today, because you can't make leisha b'sukkah then. But these are not such serious problems. What was it based on waiting until chatzos? Eating before kiddush, eating before Abdullah, or without a coast if you need brachas of wasn't to in a coast. Those are serious problems. Here, are not such serious problems. If you look in the Shaar Tshuva over here, he quotes from the Shus Yaakov, and the Shus Yaakov seems to say what I said. You eat right away. To wait around is a tremendous, tremendous sar and a tircha to the people who are there, their guests, usually the guests, and even not guests, family members. It's a mitzvah. Take a look on it's page 209, the last narrow line in Shaar Tshuva. V'chein kol ha'poskim lo hizkiru hamtana zu la'anos nefesh b'yontif. Yeah, Yom Kippur says you have to be anos nefesh, not on Sukkos. You're off by 5 days. There's no eating nefesh on Sukkos. So we don't wait, we do it right away. That's my psak. I know that Adam agrees with me, but I'm happy that the Shaar Tshuva quotes the Shus Yaakov that says that way as well. And pray tell, what's wrong with making kiddush in the house? Take a look in the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Vav. Yeah, l'chora ha'yalo l'has behefech she kaddish bebayis v'yom amken sham shecha yonu l'zman hazeh v'yochol kol sudoso sham v'apusiyah masuda yikonis esuka v'yochol kazayis sham. Even if it's still raining, would that be a great idea? Solve so many problems. I believe my wife would love this pesach. What can I do? I can't go against the psak. El de bezeh yatzorech levorech old birchas man mishum sukkah. You have to make 2 shechayanus. Veinoch on the harvest bebrachas. What do you do therefore? Make kiddush betchila besukkah, and the birchas hazman will koyal sukkah. Brackets. Tafilu im name of the potter as misukkah. Mekom gam yotze bezeh. Tlo guria da bezeh meilu birch shechayanu bechol. Which has a CS for sukkah. We also, this is going to be a big recurring theme for today. That's what it says. So for this reason, I'm not able to go against the Ramo. Ramo never said to wait. That way I can go against the Mishnah Berurah with my Shus Yaakov. I can't go into Ramo because there's a compelling reason over here to follow the order which he has to make in the sukkah, the kiddush in the sukkah, and have a kazayis in the sukkah. And that's what we do. La halacha ulamaisa. Says the Shaar Tzion in Sivkot and Samaches and Tes. What will happen in the following scenario? Okay, so what do you do? Again,
it stops raining, even if you benched already, you go back in, and you did a shir kibbeit somehow, Yosef Besukkah, you didn't even make a leisha Besukkah. Now it stopped raining. Says the Sharatzi, and even if it's Etzach Hatzos, some say it's still Zman Achila Besukkah. The same say, some say, like you said, Rabbi Kiva, as you can fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah after Chatzos as well. Samach Tes, from Ochel Shrak Shir Kazayas or Kibbeitza, and the Yochel of Ochel Leisha Besukkah. Because according to the post, when the same star is Chayav Lali Rishona, you already fulfilled the mitzvah earlier. That's like regular sukkahs. You have to have Yosef Mikabetza. Okay. That's not so bad, Yosef Mikabetza. Fine. If you already went to sleep, so he wants to say maybe you'd be potter b'manashach. We suggest, yes, it's not a b'manashach. Because even though you ate in the rain, that's much worse of a mitzvah than getting out of bed. That's the only getting out of bed is only a mitzvah until you get to the sukkah. There's a mitzvah, you're in the sukkah. So that's why, in my opinion, if you wake up and you're in bed, go to the sukkah. I told you that story happened to me. I think I told you that story once. So the cleaner, I jumped over a fence. Yeah. That was a beautiful mitzvah I had. 3 a.m, it was a clear, full moon. It was raining, pouring till midnight. Woke up 3 a.m, 4 a.m, whatever it was. But it was still dark, clear before the shachar. I got out of bed, got dressed, went across the street, climbed the fence, got into a sukkah. I had a chalaro, I made a leisha basukah and a whole more than kibbeitza, and I went back to sleep. It was great. Oh, yeah, such a know how to do a mitzvah like that. Wow, with a little bit serious nefesh. Gevaldik. Okay, gevaldik. Adkan, some of the leftovers, if you will, from yesterday's shir. And now we come to the last part of leftovers, which is the second night. Oh, man. Let's take a look at both sides. It's such an impression. Let's look at the Taz. Taz, Sivkot, and Yud Zayin, okay? Torah for Islam, test. The Taz, Sivkot, and Yud Zayin. See what it says. You know, there is a second night, and until we go there, it's Shrol and Ban Aliyah, we're going to have a second night. What does the Taz say with the second night? Torah for Islam, test. Taz, Sivkot, and Yud Zayin. He's Medak, the Lashon of the Ramah. The Ramah says, Abu Laila Harishona, says the Taz, Mashma lo b'shniya. Laila Rishona means, in Eretz Yisrael Rishona, and in Chutz Yisrael, the second is like the same as the first. No, only that way. That's his diak. Okay? And where did he get it from? He says that I explained it already, in Sivkot and Yud, from the Trumas Hadeshet. What happened? What? Trumas Hadeshet? What? They rely on the Poskim who say, even the first night is no chiv of Yerudu Gshamim. Even the first night. Okay? So we don't rely upon it on first is a Shavuot Doraisa. Second is a Derabbana, Bekir Diyacha. Yeah. The problem is, of course, he gets the Kasha. The Kasha. Lefi Hasmag Rozeruah. Havi Brocha Levatola. Right? One second, please. Okay, take this. So it's a bracha levatola. So make up your mind, Rama. Either you're worried about if you're worried about the smack, you should make a point not make a bracha. If you don't know from the smack, then Laila Shnia should be the same as Laila Rishona. A steer in the Rama. That's his kasha. And he ends up with a tzarach here. Okay, so I don't know how to answer that completely. But he also quotes a Trumas Hadeshen. Rabosai, who says as follows. There are two different Trumas Hadeshens. One is in Kuf Samach, and one is in Tzadi Hei. This is the end of the Taz of Yosef Kon Yuzayim. Leil Sheni ain't Tzorach Lahamtin. Oh, Baruch Hashem. I don't wait the first night either. But those who wait the first night need not wait the second night. Why? Rakat Zman Achila. Whatever that means. It's dinner time. By me, when you come from shul, it's already dinner time. I wonder what they're talking about. Maybe they just got to make the yontif early. You know, in the old days, they make the yontif early. For the Yikadosh B'sukkah and the Yikadosh B'bayis. Oh, but my wife would want a pasuk on the first night. Can't. But the second night, we can. Because the Trumas Hadeshen says you can. For Yochel Kol Tzorko, for Yochel Kazayis B'sukkah, Bo Achrona. Okay. Out of bracha, okay? Because the suffix bracha is that yom kodesh b'sukkah. That's what he says. You don't wait. You don't wait. Now, that's what he says. Why? Let's take a look at Mogan Avraham. Malan Avram Sivkot in Tezvav. Look what he says in Tezvav. Uvalel Beis, end of Malan Avram. Ain't Sarah Lechel Kazayas Pesuka, the Bekirin Jiriyacha, you lie on the Mekilin. That's what some say, Chumas Adeshim. For Rosa Lahachmir, which we do, ain't Sarah Lekadish Pesuka. Why? To Ha'omar's Man Me'esmo. The whole problem with making Kiddush in the house, you want to have Sukkah V'chakach's Man. Okay? You already made your leishim with sukkah. You already made your shechayonah on sukkah yesterday. Aliyochoshem kazayas achasudasu truma sadeshen meyredik. So the Rambam explains what the Taz sort of left out. That's what it means. Fine. All good. But also, we have to stop talking about this topic. There's more to say, but we have a lot. just beginning. Yes, Daniel.
Why is it not
an
issue to make kiddush
in the house? Because the reason why I couldn't make Kiddush in the house the first night, that's what my wife would want me to do. Make Kiddush in the house, eat your meal, you want to be a machmer, go out into the rain, go after benching, you know, go right before benching and eat in the rain. The reason we shouldn't do that, because we pass in the afternoon of Sukkah v'chakach zman. Leisha v'sukkah should precede the Shechiyonim. But if you go right away to eat in the Sukkah, so then that's Chazer again. If you're going to eat and make Kiddush in the house, you make a Shechayonu on the Yontif, that will not count on the Sukkah because you're eating in the house. So they have to go into the Sukkah, make Shechayonu. That Shechayonu is going to go on the Sukkah. Even if you put it then in the Sukkah, it's raining, it's no worse than the Shechayonu when you make the Sukkah. We'll get to that soon. That's why you're supposed to do, but the second night is not necessary because you already had the Shechayonu. The first, we'll get to that detail of the second. The first,
you don't repeat the Shechayonu.
No, we always say Shechayonu, but the question is: this Shechayonu going on the Sukkah? The first night it goes on the Sukkah. Therefore, you have to make the Kiddush in the Sukkah. The second night, presumably, doesn't go on the Sukkah. Right? The first night went on the Sukkah. The first it may have been Erev Yontif. That's all. That's the second of the Yoma. Even if it's Erev Yontif, it's no worse than it's the Bnei Evro with the Rosh. We'll get to it. No worse than when you built the Sukkah. That's what the cheshuv is. Yes.
Never mind. I think.
Okay.
Next
sugya. We'll come to the. We're trying to go slow, but can't. You know, I'm trying to cover ground and go slow. It becomes impossible. So let's really go straight now to the sugya of sukkah v'chakach zman. Since we're obviously talking about that, let's go straight there. Okay. Sukkah v'chakach zman. I'm skipping a lot of things because I understand there's no time to go into everything, but some things we just can't skip. Too significant to be skipped. Okay. Sukkah v'chakach zman. So Rabosai, it's a sukkah in the very last. We're making a siyum today, right? The last daf of Masechta Sukkah talks about sukkah v'chakach zman. Okay. Daf Nunvav. Let's take a look and see what it says. Daf Nunvav. Everyone with me? Nun Vav Amar Aleph. Literally the last half of the Masechta. Says the Gemara like this, Itmar, Rav HaMasukah V'Chakach Zman, Rav HaMarachanah Mazman V'Chakach Sukkah, Rav HaMasukah V'Chakach Zman, Chiyuva Diyoma Odif, Sukkah Zuh Chiyuva Diyoma, Rav HaMarachanah Mazman V'Chakach Sukkah, Tod V'Shen Tod Tod Kodem. Okay. One of the things is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, about what you make first, whether you Toder or not Toder. Okay, what are they fighting about? So, Gemara explains. Beis Shammai says, Yom before Yayin, Yom Gorim Li Yayin Shiyavo, Ukvah Kiddush Ayom, Dan Yayin Loba. Beis Hillel says, Yayin Machach Yom, why? Yayin Gorim Li Kiddusha, Shete Yomer, or, because Tod V'Shein Tadir, Tadir Kodim. Lema Rav, Dama Kebeis Shammai, Rabbi Bachana Amar Kebeis Hillel, Rashi Lema Rav the Amar Chovas Ayom Adifa Mitodir the Yomah Kebeis Shammai. That's not good news for Rav. It's not Beis Shammai. It's a big schus, but you lose because you pass like Beis Hillel. Bepshuta. Amalach Rav, no, please. Don't ever feel like Beis Hillel. I can learn Beis Hillel El Hosam El Shayyan Gorim the Kiddush Shete Yomer. Avalacha he loves man me lo Amrina and Sukkah. That's what Rav explains. So when Rav says over here, when Rav says Sukkah v'chakach zman, right? Why is that so? Ilav zman milo amin on Sukkah. Let's say you couldn't make shachriyana, your mouth couldn't pronounce those words. Whatever, you'd still make a bracha on Leishah b'Sukkah. Not the same. You wouldn't make kiddush. You had no wine. That's a very Rav makes a great point. Rav Chana says, I hold even like Beishamai. Oh, that's a little bit, you know, it didn't have to be that way. Beishamai says, Yom Gorom Liyai and Shiyavo. Here, if not Sukkah, Bilor Amin and Zman, you say Zman and Shavuos too, without a Sukkah. Right? So, unrelated. Okay. Tanan. Bat Seres Omolo Helech Matzah El Chometz. Hachad Chometz Iko Matzah Tofel. And it says, tell what? Matzah and Chometz Juf to the Rav. You see, Todd Vashan and Todd, Todd Kodem. Omolo Rav Tanoi. Helech matzah, helech chometz, Abba Shalom, helech chometz, helech matzah. Okay, and aloch ala ma'aseh, we paskin, what? Sukkah v'chach zman. What does chometz ikra mean? Shuchov aliyom. What mean chov aliyom? The shtei lechem. Matzah tofel. That's Shabbos shor, v'lechem aponim. I both say that's the Sukkah Sagamara. So far, so good? So the Sukkah Sagamara is quite clear. Once again, if we're already chazering, so I have to bring from what I have over here in this safer about this important point. Fine. Let's take a look and see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Tof Resh Mem Gimel Rabosai Sif Aleph. But before we get to that, we talk about Sukkah V'chakach Zman. It's an interesting Rashi. The first Rashi. Sukkah V'chakach Zman. Mi Shelo Birich Shechayona Basiyosa Shoy Sasuya V'omedes. It says Naf Mem Vav Shenichas Leisha V'vorach Shtayim Sukkah Zman. So sukkah comes first. But if you made a shechiyana when you built a sukkah, then there's no shechiyana at all. That's the impression conveyed by Rashi. At least either no shechiyana at all or no shechiyana in the sukkah. It's not clear in Rashi which way it goes. We'll have to come to it. Let's see in the Shulchan Aruch Tov Resh Mem Gimel Sif Aleph. Both say open up. Say about Kiddush, Yayin Kiddush Sukkah, V'chakach Zman. What's the reason? What would you say the reason to be? Rabosi, you saw the Gemara. What's Rav's reason? Nu, Chiyuva the Yom Adif, right? That's not what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Fisha Zman Chozer Al Kiddush Ayom V'yal Mitzvah Sukkah. Whoa, where'd that come from? The Rosh, very nice. You know, the Rosh wrote the Sefer and the Turuch over here, and the Mechaber Kavizim. We went through this many times. But it's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sifkot and Beis. Okay. Ein afkemine ben hoy sukkah hoy sa suiva medes im asach mikvar ben shasa kon mchak asukas. Why? Kemesh lo birich oleos b'shas asiyo. Rashi is referring to a case where they made a bracha b'shas asiyo. We don't do that anymore. That's not our minik. Where's that minute come from? Turn back one page. Tov Resh Mem Aleph. Hosa Sukkah Mekzen Shechayonu. Hayoror Levorich Hosa B'Shas Le'atzmo. And Hosha'onu Somkan Azman. Shana'or Mim Avakol Shul Kiddush. Our minute is not like the Gemara. Right? That's what Kahana says back on that Mem Vav. So therefore, that's what fits out. Fine. Says the Bi'al Locha. V'chakach Zman. Okay. Fine. I feel it be often said the birchas asman koi al sukkah, taino al kiyam a mitzvah shel sukkah, kainu as kamas achronim, lush yisrod, al yirab, an asham, achron, al kiyakam, to lo kemo shakos av amog an avron, b'shem a bach. And some say the bach also admits to this. This bach is a little bit complicated. A little bit complicated. Now, there are those who claim there's a tall sulfur in the bach. A typo in the Bach. Right? Take a look. Second. The top line. Okay, This is out of character. The halacha is making a statement like this. Is a tall sofa in the Bach? Can Mucha Lamayimbo? What happened? The Bach asks our kasha. I both say, I have the Bach in front of me. It's worth looking inside. It happens to have a tour. You can look it up and see what it says. If not, we'll do our pet. We can't. I'm not going to start the screen today. There's lack of time. But those who have the tour should look it up. The Bach asks our kasha. How can the Rosh give the Bachava quotes the Torah, quotes the Rosh, gives a reason which is against the Gemara's reason? Mamish against the Gemara's reason. Pilei ployin. Ikele medak. It's the beginning of Tarmag. Lama lo kosta atam shema bi Gemara. Shema chiyuva de yoma adif. The answer is he fouled the Rosh. Okay, very good. Tell the Kashi the Rosh. Just push a kick in the can down the road, right? Tell the Kashi bigger than Yosef Karo. The Kashi on the Rosh. Yeah. We saw that rush. I mean, okay. What did the rush say? On the second night, you switch the order around because Sukkah does not require Zman on the second night. And the Bach adds when he quotes the rush. This is the key point. If you have my print, it's the last narrow line on page Takmav. V'limdanu harav means the rush has taught us the memela after the rishon. Im hoyses sukoso asuya v'omedes achshav yivarech zman v'chakach sukkah. Aleph in the bottom. That's the original print, and some want to say it's a tol sofer. Okay. Then it says, look what I wrote in tof resh samach aleph. So they ask Akasha, what do you mean asuya v'omedes? You make a shechiyot when you sit there, and then you make zman after sukkah. Adrabba, it's the other way around. If it's not a suyu amedes, then you make a shechiyot when you built the sukkah, then you make a zman in achakach sukkah. So there's a tol sof in the Bach. You have to say, imlo hoysa sukoso asuya v'omedes. Just add one little two-letter word, lo. Oh, man. You know, word lo, it's 180. Ah, come on, there's no Tov Sofer. What did he say in Tov Resh Samach Aleph? Those who have the Bach, just go a little further. This is Tarmag, move from Tarmag to Tarsa. Not that many pages. What does he say in Tov Resh Samach Aleph? Let's see what he says. This is what he says. Rabosai, if you have, over here. In Tov Resh Samach Aleph, the Torah quotes, what do you do the second night? Second night, the Rosh says you switch the order around, and the Rav Yoah says no, he makes Zman at the end because of Yaktahaz, the Zman is always at the end. Okay, so the Bach quotes this Shaila, okay, and then the Bach in Tov Resh Samach Aleph says as follows. He says. That what's the minig? Linyan minig nira benai. Afal gad lo kaim lo kesvaras bnei ivra. What did the bnei ivra say? The bnei ivra. Okay. I'm reading the Bach in the third narrow line. Isukalo boys man afilu hoya esmol chol. For the hoyes hashas asiyas hasukah, it would have worked. The locus svaras bnei ivra say it wouldn't work. Then, okay, so now linyan aminig afagav lo kaim lo kiv svaras bnei ivra. We hold that the shechiyanu would count the first day even if it's yudalid. Shari einanu noag in levarach zman alulav biyom sheni. Why not? The answer is, because the Shechiyonah works on the first day, even if it happens to be Yudalid. We passed in against the Bnei Ivra, who say it doesn't work if it would be Yudalid. Remember that? That's yeah? Watch this. Hafiluhachi kan roi lino kiravya, which is still follow the Ravya and make the Brocha Sukkah v'yachakach Zman. We should still do that. Why? Let's take a look. The me'acha damine b'gemara dafnun vav. The mevarachin asuka b'reisha. Shem dechiyuva diyom ha'adif. Im kain, and chiluk ben rishon l'sheni. Right, you follow the reason of the Gemara. V'achim mashma pashat the sugya. Tiyafal gav lo armina and zman b'shvil ha-sukah ele b'shvil ha-moed kon v'asuya v'omedes k'mo shepirish Rashi afilu hachi sukah kodemes from the chiyuva the yoma adif. What do you see? According to the Bach, asuya v'omedes, the zman is why b'shvil ha-moed and not b'shvil ha-sukah against Eli Rabba. There's no toh sofer. Adik modach ben vav nichas leshva mavarach shtayim means sukkah and the zman on the regel, because there's a zman on the siyas sukkah and there's no zman on the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. Of course, the question becomes, why not? What happens then lulav? You make a zman on the mitzvah of netilas lulav. So the Aruch HaNer says, again based on the Tosafot Daf Mem Vav, Sukkah is more shayach to the Yontif than Lulav is. Why? Number one, because it's called Chag HaSukkah, it's not called Chag HaLulav. Number two, the two come at the very same moment. The minute a Yontif comes in, you chayav in Yontif of Sukkah, and you chayav in the midst of Sukkah, as opposed to Lulav, only in the morning. Okay? So how did Bach answer his original kasha? Fine, there's no Tosafot. How did Bach answer his original kasha back in Taraf Reish Mem Gimel? Why did the Rosh and the Torah and the Mechaber give a reason which is not found in the Gemara? That's a good kasha. Okay, let's take a look. Rabosai, it's if you have my print, it's Takmav, the third wide line, third medium size line. Umashikosa b'Gemara, datamu mishum dechiyuba diyoma odif, eino elo lomar, di ilav hai taima, havalon lahakdim asman samach lekiddush. You know, the Rosh introduces a Chiddush Neira that you have to have this man after the Sukkah because this man is going on the Sukkah too. Who says? You can have this man before the Sukkah and then have it go on the Sukkah which comes afterwards. So the only reason that Sukkah comes first is because of the Gemara's reason. And it looked like I wrote in Siman Tov Reish Samach Aleph. That's how the Bach ends his explanation. What about the second day? The Rosh is you put Shechayana first. Why? Because Sukkah doesn't require Zman. Let's open to the Rosh. We have no choice but to see the Rosh inside for a minute. Rabosai, give a look. In the Rosh, please. The Rosh. I think it's Perek Dalet, Siman Dalet, if I'm not mistaken. Perek Dalet, Siman Dalet. Yesh min hagdolim to b'leil sheni omer zman tchila to zman lo koya sukkah tafilim yehoyo leil ziyotev harishon chol yotev zman de sukkah. Well, if you saw us b'nei Avroh that he quoted earlier, b'nei Avroh is end of Siman Beis of Shul Mei Avroh shechilgu b'mishas asiyah b'en achar asiyah koya zman nami asukkah. So therefore you have to put sukkah b'achar zman the second night too. Not only that, Rav Yoh says always put zman last, because Yontif Shechal B'yos B'achar Shabbos Yak Nahaz, even though the Zman does not go to Avdolah. Says the Rosh, no, not the same. Why is it not the same? Look what he says. Lo Domi to Hosam Hainu Taimad Mishum to Avdolah Tuna Kos Hilkoch Ein LaHafstik B'Zman Bein Bor Pregofen LaAvdolah. Since Avdolah requires a Kos, why should you make a Shechayana between the Bor Pregofen and the Avdolah Ben Kodesh to Kodesh? Abul Hacha E Sukkah Lo boys man b'leil sheni. We're assuming against the Bnei Avroh. He don't need a shechiyon on the sukkah on the second night. Lomo yafzik b'sukkah ben kiddush l'zman. There are amoraim will hold even the first night zman has to be samach l'kiddush. V'koy nami asukkah debasrei. Not so terrible as we saw earlier. So b'leil sheni yisukkah lo boys man. You should better put the zman first. So writes the Rush. So that's the Rush. Interesting. I want to make the following Kiddush. This is what I'm going to suggest. Rav didn't say Chiyuva Diyoma Odif to overcome Rabba Svara of Todd Vishay and Todd Todd Kodim. Because Rav doesn't hold from Todd Kodim at all. Take a look at Tosis, Rabbi Osir, Nunvav and Aleph. This is my, I'm about to say a big Kiddush. What does Tosis say? Ad kalo koma beisilil hosam mela shiayin gom the kiddush teyomer tema hokami beisilil dayayin tadir. So what do you give me a reason for beisilil that they didn't say? V'yishloma lo mitam zeluchu day kodemus lechovas hayom the name of mitam ze yaktim zman the sukkah. V'shema in a bol yashiv divrei rav lefi devarav bedin v'lo lefi tamei beisilil. The rav doesn't hold from tadir v'shena tadir. At all. The Beis Hillel is right. But Lami Tamei. That's what it says. Therefore, the Rosh didn't say the Svara of Tadir and Leil Sheni. Right? He said what? Chiyuva the Yoma Adif overcomes the problem of the Hefzik between Kiddush and Zman. If not, for that, you should always put Zman first. Go on Kesuka de Basrei. Not to make a Hefzik. Oh. If that's the case, here's my big Kiddush. The Bach starts a little bit Shver. And the Korban Nisanel. As a diuk, says v'hilchas sukkah v'chakach zman. Doesn't say hilchas sukkah rav. Come to say we pass in that way v'labi tam rav. Oh, I wanted my big chiddush that the svara of the rush rabosai that the zman goes on the sukkah. Frek the bach. It's against the gemara's reason. That is the gemara's reason. Chiyuva the yom adif means. What do you mean? Adif doesn't say kodem. It means tadish and tadish kodem. Doesn't say chiyuva the yom kodem. It says. Adif means you want that the Zman should go on the Sukkah, which is Chiyuva Diyoma, Rabosai. Chiyuva Diyoma Adif, and the proper order is to have the Brichas and Mitzvah of the Zman first, like Lulav and Shofar, and then the Shechayonu, the Yantav Sheni, where that Svar does not apply, because the Zman alone goes on the Sukkah. Now understand very well, Rabosai. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara has a kasha from Shavuos. What do you want to say? What do you want to say? V'hocha dechometz ikar u'matzah tofel, and still matzah comes first. What do you see? That tadir is kodem against a different svara. According to the Rosh, what does the word ikar mean? Doesn't mean ikar is chovas yom, as Rashi said, and chiyuva diyoma doesn't mean kipshuto chovam yuchadis for that particular day. No, it's a separate svara that you want this man should go on the sukkah which came before it. As we saw in the Rosh, I'm going to say it's a new pshat in the Sugah Sagamar. Atkan, my pshat in the Sugah Daf Nun Vav. But now, we have to discuss a couple of other pratim which emanate, again, from this Sugah. We'll try to be mekater because it's much too much to talk about in the Sugah, but we'll do what we can. Okay, Rabosai. What about this idea? We have no choice on both sides, but they get to the Gemara on Daf Mem Vav because we ignored it so far. I know you're cautious from. We focus on Nun Vav, but Nun Vav is impossible to separate from Mem Vav. What does it say in Mem Vav, Rabbi? Let's turn to Mem Vav. What does it say? Top line. Also, lulav yatsmo yishay shechiyonu. You take it and you say Natilas lulav. Okay. And you make a bracha all seven. That's not on you right now. Sukkah liatzim you make shechiyonu. You say that on yontif you make leishiv v'sukkah. And then the question you make a bracha the other 7 days as well. Says Tosfos. Rabosai, nichnas leishiv bo mevorach leishiv v'sukkah. With lo komak mevorach shtayim kidigotani sefer ba'asuya v'yomedes. Rabosai, what's the sefer? Let's take a look at the Gemara. What's the sefer of Asuya Vomedes? Tana Rabbona, Rabosai. It's the fifth wide line on the daf. Hostukal the Atzmo Shechiyon. Leishaba Ashekachon. Hois Asuya Vomedes. End of the Brisa. Im Yochel Lechadish Badova Mavorech. Means Shechiyon. Vim Lav Lechshikonis Leishaba. Mevorech shtayim. When you sit in it, you're mevorech shtayim. Rashi, leishiv v'sukkah uzman. Omer Avashi chazina be'lerav kahana tekaamalu lekulu akasa dekidush. That's our minig we saw earlier. We don't make a shechah, we build a sukkah. We follow the minig of Rav Kahana. Okay? So it says, Tosfos, Rabosai, v'teima. Right? The table of the Mavarok Mishim Yomtiv. Kamoshim Mavarok and Yomtiv, the Pesach Vatzeres, Chosh Yomtov Rosh Hashanah. So what do you mean? That if you, what's the implication of the Sefer? Ha'isu Amedes, Yochaz Lachanesh Bodova Mavarok. If not, then and only then, you make two brachas on Sukkos night. You should always make two brachas on Sukkos night. You should make Shleish B'Sukkos and Shechar Yon. Make Shechar Rosh Hashanah night and Pesach night. Shavuos night. Unbelievable teretz. Shema. Kevon, the Sukkah, Machmas Chag, Asya. As we saw the Ochaner, there's a closer connection between Sukkos and Yontif. Sukkah and Yontif Sukkos as opposed to Lulav. Okay? Watch this. Svaru. This man dida afal pisha birich b'chol potu af b'chag. This man ki ha osi mi machmas amoed kasi. I feel it by the yontif. Ilo mevarach ha idna mevarach lemoch o yom achro. You can say make a brach shechi yonam on chalamayit. It's not a yontif dikadin. It's a zman azeh. As I always said. Shechi yonam viki yonam yonam la zman azeh. What's the zman azeh? The zman of Sukkos. When does it begin? I told you it begins a month before, because you can make a Chadash Madavar, Sukkah Yishan of Tess. So this man is from Tess Vav Be'elul until Hoshana Rabbah. It's all one big Sukkah season of the midst of Sukkah. So it's the midst of Sukkah, the end of Sukkah, one Shechayanu would take care of the whole story. That's an amazing thing. That's an amazing thing. That's what it comes up. That's what I thought. If you look in the Ritva, suggests that. You take a look at Bosai in the Bir Alocha Simetov Resh Mem Aleph. We discuss as a bracha, which we don't make typically anymore when we build the sukkah. But those who would not follow Rav Kahana would make a bracha. What if they make the when? What's the earliest you can make that bracha? Look again, Tov Resh Mem Aleph Bir Alocha. What does he say? Kisha also, Dav Kisha also Toshloshim Lechag. But before that, yeah, it's not called Shasasiyah the Varach Lezman. So this man starts from Tesva Be'elu and it goes all the way to Lashana Rabbah. I'm reading the Bialocha, the first Bialocha, in Tafresh Mem Aleph. Kimavu Basim and Tafresh Lamed Vav. Where do you find such a concept? Psachim on Davov. There it says you can make a bracha on Bir Chametz Shloshim Yom. It's all one's man. Yeah, too, it's all one's man. Yeah.
But we're saying now that if one would make the Zman Shechiyanu on his sukkah before Yontif, he wouldn't need to make one for Yontif himself.
If you made a bracha when you built the sukkah, anytime after Tetzvav Elul, and you come to the house first night sukkahs, you make Leishim B'sukkah and you sit down and eat. No Shechar Yom.
Then why on the second night of Sukkos? The first night did happen. Meaning, even if it wasn't Chag, we made a Shechar Yom on the Sukkah the first night, and then that was like we were making our Shechar Yom for the Zman.
Excellent. So there should be no. You asked, should be no Shechar Yom on the second night at all? So we saw in the Shari Tshuva. You're so right. You don't realize how right you are. You mamish don't realize how right you are. You can't believe how right you are. You're so right. You're against what everybody in the world does. Yeah, but I can't kid you now. I'm not kidding around. You're so right. Shari Tshuva, take a look. Shari Tshuva. Unbelievable what he says to Shari Tshuva. Watch this. Look. It says, Yesh, it's the last three narrow lines. Yesh toim likach af biyontif pri chodosh. L'leil Sheni. V'tosu, the Rosh Hashanah, Kedusha Achasu, if you ever hate them, Shah. Right? Eli Rabbi says, Rova Olam, Noagin Kain, B'leil Sheni de Sukkos. As you just said, the Tamam, the Choshen Shemes Man de Sukkah, B'chlarishin Poter, Ki Rosh Hashanah, Tafilu im Af im Yom Rishin Chol, Mikom Mikom, Ika de Svele, Im Birech Zman al Asiyas Sukkah, I feel it behold, Pot is man the kag the sukkah, mikoa kakosi. He's right. There's no good way out of Yokasha. We shouldn't make Shechayonu on the second unless we have a new fruit. You know those new fruits we don't offer to. I told you to get a fruit I take a new fruit on the second Rosh Hashanah just for show. But there's no show on fruits these days. You can get any fruit you want in the West Side. You can go down and get any fruit any time of the year. So you're going to be in big trouble the second night. It's Mamasha. I'll tell you in advance, the Kasha is better than the Terrence. You're asking a Gavaldig Akasha. Mamasha Gavaldig Akasha. It's hard to know to answer your Kasha. Very hard to know. It's an excellent Kasha. Yeah.
How come for, how come we don't make a Shatian on Bureau of Hamas and then that covers Pesach?
We don't make a Shatian on Bureau of Hamas. A good question, why not? But beyond the scope of this discussion. It's but it's a good Kasha. But you would run into the same problem. Allah is showing him on him at Starim. But again, we don't make a shekhar, we build a sukkah. So we shouldn't have the problem. But as was just asked, we do have the problem. Because your kasha is a gavaldig kasha. I told you the shari tshuva quotes that possibility of having to make a new fruit in the second night sukkah. That's unbelievable.
What do you do?
So let's try to see what we can figure out. I don't know. We'll try to give some kind of. I told you already, the kasha is better than the teretz. I'll tell you right up front. Kasha is better than the teretz. Okay, let's go slow. We'll go slowly. Go slow. Does everybody agree with Tosfos? The Sefer HaMichtam asks your kasha. Why make a shekhar on the second night at all? Yotz b'shas asiyah. And the first night is no gora. That's the Sefer Michtam's kasha. He answers the name of the Hashlomo, referring to a case you're mechaven on the yom, and maybe it was a yom chol. What? What does that mean? Depending on kavana. Unbelievable. If you're mechaven for asiyas asukah, when you made the shechayano the first night, you would not make shechar the second night. So the answer to your question is, have kavana shelo lotes in a certain sense. Have kavana, Rabosai, make a note in your machzor or in your somewhere. And that next sukkah is the first night, should have kavana, right? That the shechar goes only on the antif.
Can it be
clear
from the replacement of Shechianu that that's what the kavana was? You put it on the first night after Leishim.
Pakeret. The fact that we have Shechiyonah after Leishiv means that we have a Kavanah for Yotzei the Sukkah. But then he asks the Kasha, there shouldn't be a Shechiyonah on the second night.
Yeah, but right after Kiddush Yom, so then I'd say, oh, it's going on Kiddush Yom, but it goes after Leishiv, so it's going on sitting in the Sukkah.
Exactly, so that makes it worse, not better.
So on the second night, when I put Shechiyonah after Kiddush Yom, I say, it's on
the Yontif.
Yeah,
but if Tos says on Nefem Vav, once you made a Shechiyonah on the Siyas Sukkah, there's no Shechiyonah on the Yontif of Sukkahs. That's his Kasha, it's Gavaldik. The Michtam's Kasha. Ashlama's terrors are funny terrors, yeah?
Say there's making bracha on us. Yes, it's okay to sitting in the sukkah. If you're making the Shechiyonah daf on sitting in the sukkah, so that shows that you're not making bracha on us. Yes, it's okay, so it wouldn't.
Could be. There were those who disagree and say there are two Shechiyonahs on Siyah and on the regal. The Gemara says you make two only when you're not Eir Shal Chadash Dover, implying if you're Chadash Dover, you only make one. Leishim B'sukkah without Shechiyonah. No. An unbelievable teretz. No. You make a bracha on the knisa in addition to the asiyah. Okay? And if you cannot be mechadish, you make two brachas. Two brachas on the knisa. Leishim b'sukkah, right? Means even leishim b'sukkah. So it's a whole new pshat in the Gemara. That Tosis is incorrect. Not everyone agrees with the Tosfos in the first place. And the Ritva explains that way also. Rabosai, how the Ritva say pshat? Rav Kana was Mesader, Kulo Akasa de Kiddusha. Some explain, according to the Brisa, which is referring to a case where you did not make a bracha of Zman when you built the sukkah, then you make a bracha when you come into the sukkah, and it goes on the regel as well. Rav Kahana did not make a bracha b'shas asiyah, and the Zman of the regel goes on the sukkah, and therefore if you make a bracha on the asiyah, you no longer make a bracha when you said kiddush, as the Rosh said at the end of Siman Gimel, and the minhag is to make a bracha only on kiddush. So the Ritva, it's not true, because the Brisa says you make two brachas, asiyah and kiddush. Ve'eino yosef is man shel sukkah klal. Apparently the mitzvah says yeshiva sukkah, and you make a bracha on this man out of the sukkah, Okay? So you make three Shechayanus. Three. Why not? Asir is a sukkah, Yeshiva is a sukkah, and Yontif. Three. Ah, three. And Rav Kahana says, no, only two. Only two. Bishas Asiya, right, which works for the Mitzvah Say Yeshiva, and the Regel. So according to the Ritva, we understand there's a whole new Pshat in the Gemara. So of course against Tosis. So again, so the Minig Yisrael doesn't take a new fruit, we're long on the post and we'll go against the Tosis. Okay, that's how it is. The Ran quotes a Ravid, who says, if you didn't make a brach on the Asiya, you make a brach on the Regel in your house. Okay, for argument's sake, let's say it was raining, and you didn't follow what it says in the Ramah, you ate in the house. Okay? You make a bracha shechayon. And now it stops raining, oh mazel tov. We go out at 11 o'clock at night into the sukkah, leishim b'sukkah, and shechayonu. Why? You do it on the mitzvah leishim b'sukkah. Yeah, that's what the Ramah in effect paskens. That's the Ramah paskens. Yes, if you better made a bracha on the asi, which we don't do, so be alachas amachloikis. To make a bracha on Kiddush or not, and Savik brachas lahokel. But Kitzah, it's a very complicated story. That's the steer that the Bach had, the Taz had, the steer in the Ramah. What's his psak? What's his psak? It's complicated. Complicated. According to the Bach, you shouldn't make a Leisha B'sukkah, a Shechiyot, even if you didn't need either night. Right? That's a lot of complications. Yeah, I can't go into all the complications, it's going to take us too much time. All I know is that the Bach writes in a tshuva that there's no zman on the mitzvah say of yeshiva b'sukkah according to Tosfos, right? Against the ritva. The ritva says it goes between 2 and 3. According to Tosfos, between 1 and 2. The fundamental issue is there a separate shechiyonu on the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. Some say the Bach that based on Tosfos says no. If you made a shechiyonu, when you built the sukkah, there's no mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, no mitzvah even of yontan of sukkah. So it goes, it's either one or two, and the bottom line might be one. According to the ritva, no, it's two or three, the bottom line is two. Again, I've just knocked up one peg. It's very complicated. Again, there's many more complications. You can't go into every little detail right now. The pre chodesh, you take a pre chodesh and it's sukkah's night, and he says they're afraid of this exact shita. If Tosfos Daf Mem Vav is right, then they're right. And they're right. Why isn't that Aminik? We pass like Tosfos, don't we? One second, I just want to show you. It's true according to the Ritva, we have no problem. That's my simple answer to your question. But do we follow the Ritva? Do we follow the Ritva? Is it fact that we follow the Ritva? Yes or no? Take a look at Bosai in the Bir Halacha, which seems to say that we don't follow the Ritva. Ella, in Bir, it's the last two lines of page 217. In Bira Shechayana Bishas Hasiya, which we don't do, Mistabe Prima Godim, in Shub Yavarach Zman Bishas Kiddush Al Yontif, and since we're not shows, right? Tosfos and the Rosh and the Ran and the Kobo said Lo Yavarach. The Rambam says, Ramban Ritva, we saw, they said you would Yavarach. Came in the Stavit Pluklu, Lo Yavarach, the Stavit Brochus Lahokil. So the Terrace of Father Ritva won't work, according to the Bira Alocha, Rabbein Hashem with Stakot Yavarach and Lukasha. So what did Hashlomo say? And your Kavonah. That's not a simple teretz, Rabosai. Not a simple teretz. So again, the kolbo comes that, quoted by the Eliyahu Rabba, the first night you mechavim that the yom is ikar mitzvoso. Today. So what does that mean? So if you mechavim to mitzvah sukkah, there's no shechiyonu at all on the second night. I never heard of anything. So that's a problem. And especially, as you said earlier, since we put Zman Machakach, Sukkah Machakach Zman with the Rosh and Svara, so the average default position is Bedafka to have Kavana, that the Shechiyon is going on the Mitzvah Saseh of Sukkah. So the Hashlama says about the Teretz by Lulav. Why make a Bracha Shechiyon on the second day of Lulav? But we don't have that meaning, Rabosai. We don't have that meaning. So we're really, really in trouble. We're really in trouble. Unless you want to say, this is what I told you before. The Zman of Shechiyona when Sukkah is from Tesva of Elul till Oshana Rabbah. It's all Vigyonu Zman Hazeh. That part is the Zman of the Regel. you postpone the Zman of Sukkah until Kiddush, which is Arminik. Your Megala Das, that Zman Hazeh, Kashis now means only Chag HaSukkos. The fact that I followed Rav Kahana and I didn't make the Brach when I built my Sukkah Motzi Yom Kippur or Erev Rosh Hashanah, whenever people are busy with their Sunday off from work, whenever they build their Sukkah, why did they make a Brach then? I'm indicating that although Zman Hazeh starts Tetzvav Ela ends on Hoshana Rabbah, I am only have Tzei Zman Hazeh on the Yontif of Sukkos, and the Yontif of Sukkos only on the Zman of the Regel, the Mitzvah Seif Yeshiva B'Sukkah, and the same thing is true by Lulav Akor Tadah Shlom. If that's the case, so the second night, here's the problem. What should I do? If I'm a Gala Das, if I should be, again, Sukkah V'Chachas Man. Right? Because the original Shachyana was not on that. So I should do that. Right? Second, I should also be Sukkah V'Chakaf's man, like the B'nai Evroah. No. So we're stuck. So Mama's stuck. So Halacha L'Maisa, postponed this man Azeh until that's man, whether it be 14th or 15th, either way. I'm sitting in the sukkah. The second night, we say Zman is called in the sukkah, but then it's Shver again. Then you shouldn't take Zman at all the second night. Let's say the yeshiva is only on Yontif, and the Svar of Logora Me'asiya works only that you don't need a Zman on the sukkah Leil Sheni, but not the pot that is Zman of the regal completely. Because in other words, I told you the kasha is better than the teretz. And both sides, we spent too much time on this topic because we now have to discuss a number of other topics which I wanted to talk about today. We'll do the best we can. And both sides, I'm woefully behind what I wanted to do. But okay. Let's discuss just two more topics today. You know what? We'll do that. Two more topics today, and then we'll start tomorrow at our base. Okay? Tomorrow, she may go a little bit longer. Okay? Today, we'll try to finish, if we can, by 11 or close to it. Tomorrow maybe a little bit long. All right, I'm trying to keep pace. I fell behind. Okay, two topics we have to lay is Sukkah Daf Mem Zayin and Sukkah Daf Mem Ches. Tomorrow we'll start that base. What's Mem Zayin? Mem Zayin is the Sukkah of Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara says a whole machlokes what to do, right? A whole discussion. What do you do on Shmini Atzeres? Okay, a whole discussion. What's the bottom line? Let's get to the very last line of the sugya. Hilchasa, Mesev Yasvinan, Baruch Yilam Mevarchinan. Sounds like it's black on white. Says Tosfos, Belula of the top Tosfos Mem Zayin. Lo Rotsu L'Taken Klal Shi Yitlenu Alula Misafik. Fishi Hayant of a Muktzah L'Tiltul. U Min Kare L'Milsei Shenog Bo Min Akhol. Avo Sukka Pomim Shesukosu Areva Alav Ochel ba filu biyantif doesn't prove anything. You can just sit in the sukkah and the whole summer long sit in the sukkah. Says the famous Korban Asano here in Simon Hay, the fourth parak, Simon Hay, Korban Asano of Cotton Zayin, the last page here in the rush. Wait 1 second, hold this Zayin. Yes, the next to the last page. Page Lamed Dalet in our print. O Zayin. Omnom. In Ba'olso Yom Eistzina Orucho So Shum Shini Avir Amen Aroy Lechel B'Sukkah B'Yom Shmini B'Savik Shvi. Boom. That's the head that was people have not sit in the sukkah when it's cold based upon the Korban Asanel. Okay. That works when it's cold. But what when it's not cold? Ba'olso. When it's not cold. In many days it's not cold in Simeon. Every day is different, right? Depends on the weather forecast. Let's take a look at the Mordechai here. Now we come to the famous Mordechai. Tov Shin Ayin Beis. Very end of the Masechta. Rabosai, take a look, please. Pirish Rav Yo. Keva Nika Hakeira. Tulo Mavorech Kasher Osa Kol Zayin Yomim. Lohavik Mosif. Unbelievable. He's talking about Baltosif to follow the word of the Chachamim was out. They said Meisri Asvira, they still don't about Tosaf. Well, you don't make a bracha to Heker. Avalishan Besukha Asur should the Merzik Mosif, because we never make a bracha on sleeping. This is the sheet which says, you know, unbelievable. You need a Heker. You need a Heker. Unreal. Does everyone agree with this? You need a Heker? A Heker on a rabbinically mandated Yom Tov? It's a Pella. A Pella. But the Mordechai is not the only one who said it. Let's just read. Hodamina prepare Guru Bezit, Amiat Yashan Besuch, Beshmini Besuch, Yilke, Pirish, Afila Shalol, the Shay Mitzvah Yilke, Shere Mosef Alayamim, for Oral Bal Tosef, came in the Mitzvahs, Enon Tzvichas Kavona. Oh, that's different. Bismana. Malkus Lekka, but he's Surah Miyaika, the Yashan Bidiyevin Mashma, Midlakoma Mutalishin. So, it's Taka Osir. It's unbelievable, Mordechai. It's Osir. Except you don't make a bracha. That's the heker. Not for the heker, it'd be awesome. Mishum Bal Tosef. Now, there's a Rashi. I have to be honest. There is a Rashi. A Rashi in Adaf Memches. We're focusing on Mem Zayin and Memches. That's what we can. Well, that's not true. There's Mem Beis also. Well, we're just trying. We're focusing in the fourth parag right now. Which I told you, even though we learned only the first, whatever. It's connected to that part of the Masechta. On Adaf Memches, give a look on the Rashi. Rashi. Mai. But the seventh wide line. Ma yasa lochiach shenu mosav ala mitzvah lasa sukkah shmoni yomim. Right? Holan. What's holan mean? Livnei bovel shasminem savik shvi lokim lebekvir diyacha madlik boasaner. Why? To avoid Bal Tosef. Hey! It's like the Mordechai and the Rav Yoh. The Bal Tosef for following the words of Chachamim, pilei ploim. The Rush can't believe it. This is the Rush is incredulous. Look at the Rush, the very last Rush in the Masechta, right? Last Rush in the Masechta. He says this is impossible. Mashma mitoch perusho says the Rush about Rashi, where it says Moltes. The Sukkah Ktanah Tzor Lada was a neglish liyad near Bal Tosef. Mashiach Babalayla Temoli Shlorisi Mishosakein. How can it be? What's going on over here? It can't be. No. It's impossible. Impossible. What's the case we're talking about? You're talking about chi. Chi, Simchas Torah. They need a heck of a novel about Tosif. There's no about Tosif and Shmini Atzeres. It's ridiculous. You found what the Chazal said. Yeah, that's what the Rosh says, but both Rashi and the Mordechai seem to be against him. Against him. Wow. Okay. Fine. Let's keep that in mind, that machlokes in mind. We come back to the sugya of Shmini, Rabosai. Mesev Yasuv Yasvin and Baruchi Lo Bivarchinon. Okay. So. Yeah, so the Rif explains why is there no bracha. Let's turn to the Rif. Both sides, the end of the Masechta, explaining why there's no bracha in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. I already told you many times that the Gemara says Masechta Shabbos. Masechta Shabbos. It has to do with Chanukah. It says let's say Chanukah. Oh, so it's Chanukah. So Gemara discussion of Heichan Tzivanu. Right? Why make a bracha of Chanukah? It's only the Rabbanon. We'll talk about that at the Mesiba today. Heichan Tzivanu. So the Gemara discusses you make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni. Yeah. Well, you know why? Heichan Tzivanu Zilzulei Beis, says the Gemara, Masechta Shabbos. It should be a zilzul. I always say, how do you know Chazal was so right? Because the one Yom Tov Sheni that we don't make a bracha, the only one. Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, people don't sit. All kinds of heterim. I know it's too cold. All the funny heterim. But I give you a word, if there'd be a bracha, leishim with sukkah, everyone would sit in the sukkah. Chazal 100% right. Because there's no bracha, and they were sort of forced to hand not to make a bracha, that caused exactly the zilzul. So So the Rif explains on page Samach Beis in our print, it's, I believe it's Chav. Chav Beis, Chav Gimel. In the old print, he explains why. It's in bold over here. In the cave and the Yom Shmini Atzeres, Lo Efshel the Vruch Elisha B'Sukkah, the Sasra Adadi Yom Sukkah Lav Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres Lav Sukkah, yeah. Safkalon, but Tarvayu Avdinu the Chumah Yasvina, Lo Bevarchinon. Okay, so okay, fine. So the Ran quotes this on the bottom of the first column. The Ran quotes it. And he asked the Kasha Rabosai, what do you do with Sfiras Omer? Second day Pesach, it's Yontif, and you do Sfira. It's the Zilzel and Yontif. Right? The Zilzel and Yontif. Okay? Shani Hosam. The Haimu Tama, the Shem Sfiras Omer, the Kiddush Olav Ki Adadi Ka Hosam. Two different times. Here it's the same time. That's what they quote. I have a better reason. You can't postpone Sfira. Because we know Kfir Diyacha is a Chiv Sfiras Omer Midoraisa and Rosh Etiyaka Brichoso B'Yeshiva Sukkah is the Rabbanon, so you can knock out the Bracha. Okay, what about Lulav, the top of the second column? What, Lulav? Take it without a Bracha? Not a Kasha. Why? Number one, the Lulav of Gloom is only the Rabbanon, Sukkah is the Raisa. Lulav is a Tiltal, right? Tiltal Bial, the Chishabas, Sukkah the Oven Midi. Not exactly the same as Tosa said, but it's okay. Just want to show what the Ran says. Rabbi Osai, a little bit further in this important sugya. Limiting myself to a few more nyanim because otherwise we'll go way over time. Yeah. Frechti Ritva. There is a man de Amo who says, Lo Yasvina. What happens? Svega the rice of the Chumra. What did he answer? We're bekiyem bekviyat api cheshben. It's minig avol seinu. It's not really a sveka daraisa. Okay, I'm just leaving it at that. The kash is a terutzim. Fine. Now, Rabosai, something very unusual happens over here. Very unusual. The Vilna Gaon says you have to sleep in the sukkah. Have to sleep in the sukkah. Why? It's a Rashi, before a Rashi in Erevin, Dav Tzadivav. Hayoshin in Bishmuni Visuka Yilke. Quote from Rashi. Vanan Mesav Yasminon. So you see, you have to sit in the Sukkah. But look at this unbelievable pilpul, Rabbi Osei, from Rabbi Shloimeh Kluger. I don't want to show it to you, Rabbi Osei. Rabbi Shloimeh Kluger. Rabbi Shloimeh Kluger. Open up to your Shulchan Aruch. It's the Chochma Shlomo Tov Reish Samaches. You gotta give him credit. Tov Reish Samaches. Look what it says. You have it? Everyone have a Shulchan Aruch? Tov Reish Samaches. On the side of Shlomo Kluger. Please. He quotes the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon. Let's be good. Take one page back to the Vilna Gaon. Tov Reish Samach Vov. Right. What does it say in Tov Reish Samach Vov? It says, "Vim rotz lechol besuka achar achag lo nira kemos tivak yom shmini." Says the Gro Aleph. It's Erev Tzadi Vov. Hayoshin b'shmini to the Pirish Rashi Porach al da anan yasvinon. Right, it's a problem of Baal Tosef. Avla Rashba calls up the Kol Shosef b'takonas chachamim. Let's say Baal Tosef al piyat Torah sheyerucha. Teida token of Marian yetzkiyus. No Baal Tosef. Yeah, Yontif Sheni. There's no problem on both sides. And that's why the chen ikar the loka Mordechai. You shein him in sukkah b'shmini. This is the famous Vilna Gaon. You sleep in sukkah on shmini atzeres. And tov reish samaches. But no. Ah, because the Vilna Gaon made a bracha when he slept during the week. I could be. Very good. But the Vilna Gaon is aware that we don't do it. Take a look at both sides. I'm trying to find this here. Where is it? Can't find it here. Ooh. I can't find it. There's a lot to say here. And the kids, I can't find it now. It's somewhere in here. When Rashi says Ananya Svina, so you know, the Vilna Gaon understood it to mean that we fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkos Teishu Shivas Yomim. Whatever you do on the 7 days, you do on the 8th day as well. He says no. Well, here it is. It's the next page. The next page. Oh. Everyone see it? It's printed at the very end of Tafresh Samachas. Hinei bedinim mochil lishem shvidi besukkah. Right? Ani bechidushai, he should not sleep there. But, l'chor, you have to sleep there. Why? Rise back and forth. Still can't find it, but one second. Oh, here it is. It's even later than that. After that, oh, yeah, I found it. I finally found it. The very end of the next paragraph. The paragraph begins to the chutz lords. Zeshkos of Rashi, Hayoshin b'shmini b'sukkah yilka. Vanan, watch this. Mesev Yasvina, Vech Tikna Rabban and Milsa to Asi Bele Taita Kola. What does that mean? Means it says it means you sit in the sukkah, but you don't recline in the sukkah. You don't sleep in the sukkah. That's his trap. The Vilna Gaon brought it right from the Rashi. He understood Yasvina means you fulfill the mitzvah as you fulfill it all 7 days. You eat there, you sleep there, etc. But the Chochmah Shlomo says, no, that's not what it means. Yeah. Vidas HaGol Mivilna. Everyone see it? I don't know if I can show it to you. Paragraph of Vechutza, it's by me, it's column 2, about eight, 5 lines down, 8 lines down. Vidas HaGol Mivilna, Sviyot HaLerashi B'Erevin, Shema Sha'osa Avur D'Rabbonon, Loke, Im Kavanos L'Shem Mitzvah V'Ada Loke, so kosh in beemes loka beyoshin l'shem mitzvah afshalol l'shem mitzvah dilma loka beemes v'me yoshin v'shmini yilka dilma beemes loka yoshin l'shalol l'shem mitzvah v'chein nire. No, Rashi was like the other poskim that takonis chazal is no bal tosif, but he also like the Mordechai ochel v'shmini v'ein yisheni. So the kasha has the kibbutz kasha hek tiknu chazal lechol v'shmini. Homilsa the Asir the day of the Easter Torah came in the Kol Shivas Yom Ochav Yoshev Besukah Im Tikkun Chazal Lechol Beshmini Besukah Yavol Litos Lishen Nami Kol Shurugal Kol Sukos Lasis Kain Yavol Litos Kam Beshmini Loma Kain Meshoch Hashem Yoshev Nami Shom. And if Yoshev Abal Tosif Hagamir Takola Harif is the Kapshat. Just want to point it out to you. This is what he says over here in the Vort of Rav Shlomo Kluger. There's much more to be said. But then there are funny customs which are found over here. Such an unusual thing. The Torah quotes, and there's some of the funny custom. Again, I'm reading to you from the Torah. Tough Reish Samaches. And the Gemara said you have to sit in the sukkah. What, no ands, no ifs, no buts. Funny customs arose. Look what he says. Yesh nogin shlo lo sheba b'lel shmini atzeres uviyom shmini yoshimba v'yeno minik. Wow. Hmm. What kind of funny minig is this? Ain't a minig. So the Beis Yosef explains the minig. They held that at night when you say Shechiyanu, right? You say Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres, it's a contradiction to the mitzvah of Sukkah. Wow. The Bach says if you don't sit at night, it's a hefsik. Let me know about Tosef Shaila. Or, because you need Tosefis Yontif, you have to make a Leishan of Sukkah, because it's still Hoshana Rabbah. That's a stira to the Kiddush of Shmini Atzeres. And that's a whole pilpa. I don't have time to go into this right now. I'd love to. The Machlokas, the Taz, and the Marashal. What do you do if you make an early Yontif on a Shmini Atzeres? What do you do about the thing in the Sukkah? So the Taz says the Marashal is Geyser Tainus. So you can't eat. You're stuck. Right? You're stuck. We hold on Gzeres Tainus. So the Taz says famously, no, once you mekabel Shmini Atzeres, you mafkia sukkas. You can eat in Eretz Yisrael outside the sukkah. The sun's still shining. You knocked out the yantav. That's a famous Torah which I'm just making reference to because it's already 11 o'clock. It's supposed to finish soon. I'm just making a reference to it. You should look it up though. It's very, very, very important over here. Uman yavli b'shufri shufri v'achlina b'osasha b'sukkah. That's what he would do if you're talking about the chutzlars. All the mashal said is wrong. It was going to Titus. I can do such a terrible thing. Okay. Techav nichas together. Once you've accomplished Shmini Atzeres, you gather your suvi asvilin baruch lemachin have a kemo lila to hape hakolish yisala baruch hu shetzival of mitzvah sukkah b'yomahu hu hape hakolish. Shehitelo achas shikavlo shmini atzeres means in Eretz Yisrael to eat in the house, and in the chutzlars to eat in the sukkah without leishah b'sukkah. All the mashal brought is wrong. Give me food, I'll eat it. I'll love to eat right then. I wonder if he really did it, the Taz. But this is a famous Taz. This is in Tav Reish Samaches. He's not happy with the mashal. The mashal said again. Just to read you one line of the mashal. The mashal says, Isur Godol Misha Bekadesh Konem Alayla, you can't do it. Oh, it's a terrible thing. Right. That's what the Marshal said, and the Taz disagreed. All right, so one teretz in the Bach is based on the Marshal. You're going to be stuck over there. Okay, based on fine. And some the Mogen Avraham says, open up the piece to the Mogen Avraham here in Sivkotin Beis. Take a look. Tarsach. Sivkot and Beis, Ochlin b'sukkah, right? And the Ramos, you don't sleep in the sukkah. And the Memar and Lotus, Acharasu the Shachris. Why? Because once the meal is over, you wouldn't make a bracha. It's already, there's no hecker to avoid the Baltos. Yeshen Yoshin b'balayla, and we saw it, ain't a minix of the Torah. And some people that have followed that minix is the Mogen Avraham, because they follow their fathers. Okay, what's the reason? The Zman. Alright? Okay, he doesn't like that reason. You make by Yom, you say Yom Shmini Atzeres is there in Birchas Hamazon. He says about Tosef, you're mafsik. Okay, but still, it's not a good idea. It says Meisiv Yasvina, some call it Poskim. That's the same thing. All the Achilas over there, even Ben Hashmosh, you have to eat there, etc. Okay, half a meal. The Hamon of half a meal. That's quoted over here. Half a meal. You know why? To mispal al geshem belev sholim. Come on, there's a geshem belev sholim. That's really hard. That's a hard thing to say. But it's based on a medrash. But again, we don't have time to go into all these protim right now. Okay, fine. Maybe we just leave this alone. Some want to say that the Meisiv Yasminin means it's mutter, not chayim. Svasema suggests that. They'll explain that the Gerich Sidim. Okay. Others say, that they didn't go at night because the night is cold and the day is hot. You don't say that. Not some Johnny come lately. Toast our menu parents. Yeah, give a look. Toast our menu parents. I guess that assumes that the weather was, you know, in certain parts of the world, it's much warmer by day than by night. And that's where the minute came from. It's not a fundamental difference in day and night. If it's cold by day, you wouldn't eat, and if it's hot by night, you would eat. That's what our menu parents seems to say. Take a toast for Rabbeinu Peretz over here. for me. It's page Lamed in our print, the bottom right, the main parrot. Fishapam areva of sukkos ochel afil biyomtiv. Hainatam hanlo ochel b'leil shmiat seres sukkah v'chozim yom ochel b'sukkah. The balayat the biyom areva, but v'slayla in areva the tsar olahem. Okay, isn't that fascinating? That's another reason. Again, the Sfasemis says it's mutter. It's mutter. Some say it means it's a minig, they're not even chayiv at all. And the Marshak says that by the Rebbes. By the Rebbes, the Rebbes. The Rebbes, the Rebbes had big crowds, they couldn't fit. Like we have by the Chuppah, it couldn't fit. And if they used to go to the Rebbes, Shmini Atzeres, that's where it came from. But if it's just staying at home, it doesn't make any sense. That's what the Marshak says. Fine. Just make an allusion to this. The Gemara Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph is an incredible Gemara. I don't have time to go into it, really. Just to mention it to you. Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says like this. The fourth line. Rav Huna bar Bizna v'chol gdoli hador iklu b'sukah v'shmini savak shvi meisav ha'v'yasi b'ruchala b'richi. Fame of Adilma, Sriel the Commandama, Kema Shabir, Beyond the Rishon, Shuvay the Mavarech. No, Gemiri de May Efer also. Rashi, Lamat Mirabosai, Shem Bo, Mena Efer, Shabem Hosein, Roos Shom, Vloyosha Besukkah, Koyameachad. All the Gdoli Ador didn't sit in Sukkah at all Yontif? How can that be? The Rosamech says, no, fancy pshat, Rosamech and Perek Vavaloch Yud Gimel. The Bekir Bekvir de Yarcha. We paskin such an individual is also b'malacha b'yishuv and mutar b'midbar, and they were the midbar when they were the midbar. They had a status of bnei eretz Yisrael, so when they made the brach on the first day, it didn't count for the eighth day because they were like bnei eretz Yisrael at the time, and they didn't make a bracha on the second day, right? Because according to the shita that you make a bracha on the first day, you don't make a bracha later on, and according to chutzos in that shita, you make a bracha on the second day. Works for the eighth, but they were Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So they should have made a bracha on the eighth day when they got to the Yishuv. The fact that they didn't make a bracha shows Lomba Varchina. Oh, fancy pshat. I will say one more topic for today, and then we have to stop. And the topic for today is a very important topic. I will say today is Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah. The Rambam says Chanukah is Yimei Simcha. Let's discuss the mitzvah of Simcha. It's a Mishnah, Nafem Chesem, and Aleph, I will say, HaHalel VaSimcha Shmona.
Okay.
Halel Simcha Shmona. Fine. Rabosai, why is Halel Shmona? Why? Why? Chalukin b'korban osein. What does that mean? So my Rebbe explained, the fact that it's a different korban every day yontif, sukkahs is supposed to pay, so it means every day is a new yontif. It's a siman, every day is a yontif. Pays only one yontif. One yontif, Rabosai. Fine. So what about Simcha? What about Simcha? Let's take a look at Rashi, Rabbo said, Membeis and Membeis. Well, let's just see the Gemara here. What does Gemara say? Minon imi l'tan Rabbonon, v'yisach sameach, the Rabbos le'el yontav achron, yeah, o'ein el yontav rishon, sh'omer ach chilek, maroes, the Rabbos yontav achron, l'hotzul yontav rishon, marabani le'el yontav achron, she'esh simcha lefonov, mos le'el yontav rishon, and simcha lefonov, zogt Rashi, look at Rashi. Rabbos, look at Rashi says. The Rabbos Leyantav Achron, the Simcha, Shalafanov, Lekolon Shiva Sayamim, Shizbach Shlomim Beshvig, and Elechol Leel Shmini, Dai Samech, my also came in the Ksiv Leel Minei, and Samech the Bechagecha. Rabbos Simos Leel Shmini. The came in this Rabbi Leel Yantav Achron, Shutofel, Kavachomer Hayom, Shoiker, Shechayev Besimcha. That's what Rashi says over here in Mesechta Sukkah. Sukkah. Okay. However, Rashi Masechta Pesachim says the reverse. That Yel Yontav Achron is only Laila. Take a look. You have Likutei Rashi in the bottom, the first wide line. The Rabbi Yel Yontav Achron Vein Simcha Ela Bachilas Shlomim. For Yontav Achron Gufei the day Lo. Dot Trezim Ne Shivas Yomim Ksiv. Gabe Simcha Kade Parishis. Mele Yimayit Shmini. So steer in Rashi, whether the, right? It's the only Leil Shmuel Shmini Aseres, or Yom as well. Steer, okay, everyone with me? A steer. We'll come to it in a moment. Back to Rashi, Membeis, and Membeis. Membeza midbeis. What does Rashi say over here? Vahasimcha. The same words. Ahal simcha shmona. Right? So let's read the Rashi. Halel. Ligmachol shmona. Erech enough yud. Chalugim korban osein. As I told you. Vahasimcha. Lecho bosar shlomim. Kamen psochem kuftes. Vizman mitzvikayim. And simcha lebebosar. Vizavach to shlomim yachal to shom v'samachta. I'm going to have fleshings today in my house. Yeah. Simchas Chanukah. We'll see. I'll talk about it maybe. It's not really Kwan Chanukah. But anyway. Milchas Chanukah. But anyway. Okay. V'af agav the high crow labur golem ksiv. Thai crow b'har grizim b'var evil ksiv. Yibur golem simcha ksiva v'samach le b'chagecha. And derive one from the other. Says Tosis, the first Tosis in the Perek. He quotes Rashi. Im Tomar. Zimnim de'ena necholem kol ches. Kagon. Shechayon tevrishin. The sukkahs be echad b'shabbos, which we can't have in our calendar. V'yom shmini be echad b'shabbos on Sunday. The yev shalomar kol ches. What's that word supposed to be? Shleimim, not shlomim. Shleimim. What's it saying? So shleim with a yud. The hainu leil yimotzi shvi lo yishchatu the binan yom akrova v'yom shvi namilo then chagigas simcha dalid v'simcha doche shabbos. So what does it mean? Mahani shenishkatu b'yom sheesh, a lot of changes over here. Ocho b'shvi v'en shlom necholem v'l'shnei yom v'l'shnei leilos nimsat b'lel motzi shabbos shuldel shmini atzeres lo yochol shlomim. Wait a second. So motzi shabbos is no shlomim. V'yei shlomar damar ha-popa b'reir el dvorim al kusha acheres a similar kasha rabo say the end of Tzachim b'samcha b'ksus nekiya u'v'yayin yoshan. Here too. This is what Tosus says. The question, of course, becomes, why is this kasha only if it's on Sunday? There's always going to be a problem with Motzi Shabbos. You can't bring a carbon, these carbonas on Shabbos. You can bring it on Friday, so you can never eat a Motzi Shabbos. So what's going on over here? So the answer is, Poshup Shad, this Tosus over here, holds like Rashi in Psochim, that the ribui is only for Leil Shmini Atzeres and not for Yom Shmini Atzeres. So any other day, Motzi Shabbos is not a problem. You eat on Sunday. Am I with me so far? But only if it's Motzi Shabbos is Shmini Atzeres that's a problem. If this is the case, you're right, brew from this Tosfos, that the Chiyuv of Simcha is only once per day. Once every 24 hours. Not once every time zone, day or night. Hope you just follow what I just said. The Kasha was, the Mashal talks about, Mashal. Why is there a Tosfos bar that only when Sukkot is on Sunday? The same promise should exist if Sukkot is on Tuesday, whatever it happens to be. It's irrelevant what day, Monday. There's always going to be a Motzi Shabbos. So Motzi Shabbos you can't eat, because you can't shecht on Shabbos. The answer must be, says the Masha, that then you can eat on Sunday. Except if Tosfos the holds like Rashi and Psachim, that Shmini Atzeres is no Chiyuv on Sunday, so you won't be able to have Halav Simcha Shmona at all on Shmini Atzeres when it's on Motzi Shabbos. You with me so far? This is critical to me. Because in my opinion, when they say all the ads in the newspapers, you have to tap meat and wine every night and every day, Pesach and Sukkot, otherwise you'll be mevatel and mitzvah d'oraisa, all these fiery ads that come out in the newspapers. So I have tainus against it. Number one, in my opinion, it's only once every 24 hours, not twice. Does it apply on Pesach? Not so sure. Rav Shechter Shlita Tomei doesn't apply on Pesach at all. Why? Same as Hallel. Hallel is only once. It's only one yachtiv. So sure, it's a machta mechagech on Pesach, but it's once. You have meat and wine once. Anything. Once. Total. Once. So that kula, I don't accept it myself, because not everybody agrees with that. So I try to have chalamite also. Meat and wine, as it says, but only once every 24 hours. Of course, the question becomes, how do you slice the 24 hours? So here, Rav Shechter and I had a little bit of a disagreement also. He suggested that we should slice it like in kutchin. Halayla holach acharayom. And I suggested they should really slice it the other way around, like we do by Erev Yevoka all the time. And I thought that depends upon one critical issue. Rabosai, there's a machlokas and masechta psochim, but you require zvicha bishas simcha. Can you shecht an Erev Yontif? Yes or no? It's a machlokas. I thought as follows. Oh, this is Rav Zsolti Zatzal and Mishnas Yavetz answers the steer in Rashi as follows. That the steer into Rashi, it all depends according to which opinion you're going. If you hold, Rabosai, that you need Zvicha B'Sha Simcha, that's the Rashi Mesech Pesach according to that Mandi Omar, then, Rabosai, as Rashi says, it says twice, 7 days. So the 7 days. You know when the 7 days begin, the 7 days end? They begin the morning of Sukkot, first day, and it ends as soon as the dawn rises in the morning of Shmini Atzeres. Seventh, we call today 24/7. But if that Rav Shechter Shlita is right, that's the case. It's Zvicha B'Sha Simcha. There's nothing the first night, because you can't. You can't check the night. You can't check the Erev Yontem. It's not before the Sukkot. So you can only do it starting the morning of the 7th, of the 1st, rather. And therefore, see how it ends when it says the Rabbis Leil Yontem Achma. That's all. It's 24/7. That's it. It says the Halva Simcha Shmona. The answer is it's 8 calendar days. It's from the 15th to the 22nd inclusive, because it's the first. It's from the 15th in the morning to the 22nd at night. That's why it's called 8. It's really only 7. That's if the old Zvicha B'Sha Simcha was required. Then I concede. But since we paskin, you know, Zvicha B'Sha Simcha, then in my interpretation, we take it literally. Ha-Halal V'Simcha Shmona. 8 days. You can be Mekayim the Simcha from the night by doing Zvicha and Erev Yontif. And having Pesach Shlomim the night, maybe wouldn't be required to do it, but you could fulfill the mitzvah perhaps. And the chiyuv goes until Shmini Atzeres by day, right? So it's literally 8. But if it's literally 8, you slice the days the same as we slice days all the time. Vayera vayevoker. So that's what I do. I try to have it once a day, but the day is sliced my way. I'm just saying my way. There's much, much more to be said, but I said we'd finish at this hour. It's already a little bit late, so I'm stopping right over here. Then tomorrow we'll start at 9:30. Dav Beis. I was supposed to start Dav Vav tomorrow. That was my schedule. So we're already five block behind schedule. So tomorrow may go a little bit longer, but it'll be moichel me, because we want to try to finish the Chazorah in 5 days allowed. Okay? Good.